This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. Tensions are growing in Los Angeles, and more National Guard troops are being deployed. And the mayor of Los Angeles is saying the city's immigrant workers are being terrorized.
Demonstrators and police faced off again in the streets of Los Angeles Monday amid protests against immigration raids.
Right now, there have been five raids by ICE throughout the region.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass in sound from ABC 7 Los Angeles.
Nothing warranted the raids. If you remember at the beginning of this administration, we were told that raids would be to look for violent criminals, people who had warrants. But I don't know how you go from a drug dealer to a Home Depot.
But President Trump's authorized the deployment of an additional 2,000 National Guard members.
They've really helped.
And says,
a lot of problems that we're having out there.
I read a description of our city that was so troubling to me.
Bass says the city's being misrepresented.
That we have been invaded and occupied by illegal aliens and criminals. And that now violent insurrectionist mobs are swarming and attacking our federal agents. I don't know if anybody has seen that happen, but I've not seen that happen.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
All right. Asked by reporters if he would invoke the Insurrection Act, President Trump said that he would be happy to, something he has notably declined to do in the past.
Will you invoke the Insurrection Act to deal with the situation in California?
If there's an insurrection, I would certainly invoke it. We'll see. But I can tell you last night was terrible. The night before that was terrible.
Yeah, look, I'm seeing some bad stuff on the news. And, you know, there's no reason to get violent with the protest. And violent protests have to be dealt with. But it appeared as if the Los Angeles Police Department and the state police in California were handling the situation. And when the National Guard came in, it just made it worse. And it didn't seem like that was a necessary move other than to try to make President Trump look good and to try to distract from all of the other stuff, like the picture going around of his hand on the bare leg of this girl who appears to be very underage while he's hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is facing sharp questions from Congress on deploying troops to Los Angeles and chaos at the Pentagon.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was questioned by lawmakers on the Trump administration's decision to deploy troops to Los Angeles. The Pentagon announced it would cost over $100 million. Early in his hearing with the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, Minnesota Democrat Betty McCollum questioned Hegseth on the cost of deploying Marines and troops to Los Angeles to address the demonstrations against ICE.
You asked about the situation in Los Angeles, and we believe ICE agents should be allowed to be safe in doing their operations.
After persistent questioning, Pentagon officials said it would cost $134 million to send troops to L.A. for 60 days. Hegseth defended President Trump's decision to send the troops.
ICE, which is a federal law enforcement agency, has the right to safely conduct operations in any state and any jurisdiction in the country.
About 700 active duty Marines were sent to help over 4,000 National Guard troops in Los Angeles. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
All right, it's not just the president that is fanning the flames in Los Angeles. In some cases, the police are now going after the media.
Questions are being raised as to whether law enforcement has been targeting journalists trying to cover the demonstrations in Los Angeles after two journalists were hit by rubber bullets and a CNN crew was detained. Sunday, Australian journalist Lauren Tomasi was shot in the leg by a rubber bullet while reporting live. The officer fired at close range. Saturday, a British photographer underwent surgery for a similar strike to the thigh. Monday, police detained a CNN crew. They were escorted away and told not to return. The National Press Club is urging officials to stop targeting, detaining, or obstructing journalists and is asking for an investigation and accountability. Sound courtesy, Channel 9 Australia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Yeah, well, you know, unless the media is doing something wrong, they have a right to be there. I mean, the president may not like him. Some police may not like him, but they have a right to be there. They have a right to report that.
That footage is crazy.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
you saw there's a whole line of them that they've all got their, like, sponge bullet guns out. They're all pointing the same direction. And then one cop at the end swings his gun around and takes aim at this woman who's in the middle of a live TV hit. Couldn't possibly be more clear what was happening there. There's a cameraman in front of her and everything, and he shoots her. She's facing away from him, talking into a camera, and he shoots her in the leg? What for?
This is chaos. To a degree, this is chaos. I mean, you cannot attack the media for covering a story. That falls on you. That falls on the administration. That falls on the people who are in charge of the police department. House Speaker Mike Lapdog Johnson says President Trump was correct in sending the National Guard into Los Angeles.
The President of the United States has a responsibility to maintain law and order, particularly when the lives and livelihoods of federal law enforcement officers are threatened. What we're doing there with the federal forces is we are protecting federal buildings and property and personnel. And the President is showing strong leadership in doing so.
All right, there's been a school shooting in Graz, Austria. In Graz, Austria. And it is a rare occurrence for this to happen in the European Union.
Graz police say they believe the assailant acted alone. They say on social network X that 10 people are now dead, including the shooter, and several others seriously wounded. Spokesman Sabri Yorgun says, in the morning hours around 10 o'clock, we received a report that several shots had been heard in a building in the Borg area of Graz. As a result, the operation was launched and our EKO Cobra, the special unit, was deployed. The situation has now been secured, which means there's no further danger to the population, but there have been several fatalities. On the shooter, Yorgun adds, the facts are still being established. Mayor Ilka Kahr described the events as a terrible tragedy, the Austria Press Agency reports. It added the fatalities included students and at least one adult. I'm Charles Villanueva.
Yeah, let's hope America is not influencing the world when it comes to things like that. In more international news, activist Greta Thunberg says that Israel acted illegally when they seized her ship bound for Gaza.
I probably have posted lots of PR stunt videos. As I said, I have not seen anything. But they did an illegal act by kidnapping us on international waters and against our will, bringing us to Israel, keeping us in the bottom of the boat, not letting us getting out and so on.
And Thunberg says the main part of this story is not the aid ship debacle, but Israel's oppression of the Palestinians in Gaza.
That is not the real story here. The real story is that there is a genocide going on in Gaza and a systematic starvation following the siege and blockade now, which is leading to food, medicine, water that are desperately needed to get into Gaza is prevented from doing so.
All right, that's it for a look at Scoot's news briefs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.